This is a Roundtable Rewind.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown on Jocks 94.5.
We're behind. They're all fired up. We got class. We're going to find it out. We got class, and I know we got it.
Intercept the team. Intercept the team. To the 10, to the 5. He cuts off.
Tonight's what our program's all about. I want you to think about it and let it sink in deep. This is the reason we work you in the summertime, in January and February, in the spring. This is the reason we push you beyond what you think you can do to experience moments like this.
Six is going to float one for Sanders. Sanders, oh, he caught it at the two, and he dived in. Touchdown, Auburn! Touchdown, Auburn! Oh, my goodness!
First place, our defense has got to go out there and take the ball. Our defense hasn't been taking the ball. Then when we get the ball, we got to have 11 people is just going to do their job, whatever it is. It's going to do their job and try to score every time you get the football.
There is the foul, the kick. It is in the air. It has drifted. It's good! It's good! It's good! It's good! It's good! It's good!
Sure, I'd like to be 11-0, but I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't swap this year for any year that I've been at Auburn. I wouldn't swap it, men, because I've watched you struggle, and I watched you wrestle with them angels, but I watched you grow up and become me.
45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. They're not going to keep them off the field tonight.
You know, you don't talk about winning championships. You go do what you got to do it. Let's quit talking about it, and let's go do what we got to do it.
2009.
Intercepted by Alabama. Marcel Darius has it to the 50, to the 5. Touchdown.
My goal is to get this thing turned around to play championship football like Auburn expects.
2010.
The kick is good. Auburn wins. 22-19. The Tigers are BCS national champions.
I honor to present the coach's trophy to Coach Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide.
2011.
Bounces to the outside of the 30. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Alabama.
2012.
Breaking free. It's Amari Cooper, the 10. Inside the 5. Into the end zone. Bring up another one.
2015.
Creek past the kicker, the 50. Down the sideline, 40. At the 30. To the 20. To the 10. At the 5. Dives the pylon. He is in for the touchdown.
2017.
And it is caught for a touchdown. Devontae Smith wins the national championship.
That's our game day song, getting you ready for another huge football weekend. Biggest one to date, week 7 of college football. Starts tonight with a couple of games. That includes Virginia at Miami and Colorado at Oregon. Right now, our headlines brought to you by our friends at Tri-Green Equipment. It's raining savings at Tri-Green. They have great deals happening now on their full lineup of John Deere equipment. Visit trygreenequipment.com to learn more. It's time to try green. Biggest game in the country, at least as far as rankings are concerned. It's number 7 Florida at number 5 LSU. Here's Kirk Herbstreit on what he expects to see from Joe Burrow versus that Florida D.
Joe Burrow has been one of these stories, along with Tua and what he's doing with Sark and that new offense, and of course what Jalen's doing over at OU with Lincoln, Justin Fields at Ohio State. But Joe Burrow, I don't know if he's seen a defense like this. That's why I'm so excited to see Burrow and his receivers against Todd Grantham. I'm in a defense right now that's playing with a ton of confidence. So I think the big thing is can they disrupt him? Can they get him out of his rhythm that he's been in for 6 weeks? I mean, every time you tune into an LSU game, it doesn't even matter who they're playing. They're putting up video game numbers. Joe Burrow's back there and working through progressions. We've talked all year about Joe Brady coming over from the Saints, implementing that NFL-style offense, very, very aggressive, shotgun, 4 receivers out, and there's nobody that's benefited more from 1 year to the next more than Joe Burrow in this new system.
That's Kirk Herbstreit there in that game. Not only is it great offense versus great defense, it is two programs that apparently just don't like each other. It has been a SEC scheduling rivalry made that they play each other every year. Here's Justin Jefferson on the Marty and McGee show on how they're going after heads.
Oh, yeah, we're going after them. I mean, we definitely, you know, we want to win this game. You know, we need revenge. I mean, they beat us last year, and then Joe threw a pick the last play. So, I mean, we going out for them. I mean, we definitely don't like them. They don't like us. We know that. They say they're DBU. We say we DBU. So, I mean, we're definitely going to go for their heads this game.
This whole DBU thing, I mean, does LSU just think everyone claims DBU and it becomes motivation?
And really, who cares? You know, this game to me is the most fascinating game on the board just by this. I think the number is way too inflated. That tells me that LSU probably is going to end up running away with this. But I'm not going to be surprised if Florida wins the game outright. If LSU won by 28 points, this could go in any direction. Joe Burrow, going back to last year, he beat one really good defense in Georgia, and that was kind of a weird game. He's played fantastic. He hasn't seen a defense like this, but I don't trust Kyle Trask. As good as Trask has looked in spots, Brown, you know, Trask, again, has got four fumbles. You know, Florida, you go back Florida LSU, each of the last five meetings have been decided by one possession. And LSU's been so good in the red zone. They've scored on 100% of their red zone appearances this year. They just haven't seen a defense like this.
Okay, well, so let's do this then. Because the two biggest games, LSU-Florida and the Red River game, feature four, I think what are perceived as elite or potentially elite units. So if I threw them out, I'd be interested to see how you guys rank them in your confidence. Number one being most confident, number four being least.
Obviously. I don't think Texas has got an elite unit on either
side. Well, I mean, I was just going to point out Lance. So Lance is going to have Texas offense fourth.
I will.
They're 19th in total offense and 11th in scoring offense. That's pretty elite.
I'm not trying to downplay anything you're saying here. But
I mean, that's considered pretty elite.
No, I get it. And look, and against a pretty good LSU defense, they were able to move the football.
Okay.
Right now, on what you're asking, I think I have the most faith in the Oklahoma offense.
It is number one total offense, number two scoring offense. And I wouldn't say
so much better than this LSU offense.
I wouldn't say not even close because neither of these two have faced a defense yet.
Yeah, but I've seen it from Oklahoma for three straight years.
You have. Not with this quarterback you haven't, but you have. Yeah,
but I've seen this quarterback.
But I like CD Lamb, too.
Right. And he's a good receiver.
LSU, I'd put two. And Florida's defense, I'd put three.
LSU is second nationally total offense, first in scoring offense. Oklahoma, first nationally total, second scoring. Florida's defense, 10th total defense nationally, fifth scoring defense. And I gave you Texas numbers. So you go Oklahoma, LSU.
Oklahoma,
offense.
LSU, Florida's D,
and Texas offense.
Texas anything, but honestly,
I would go LSU's D4.
You go what?
I would go LSU's defense better than Texas offense, although we saw that on the field.
I don't know how you make that argument having seen what you saw on the field.
And Texas did get the best of them.
I would tell you that if and there's a big if here, if Texas didn't have all the running back injuries and just the injuries that continue to hurt that program, I'd have their offense a lot higher because of what Sam Ehlinger is able to do.
And Colin Johnson hasn't been healthy.
Yeah. So I see what you're saying. There are some people listening that would put LSU's offense ahead of Oklahoma's offense.
They have played no defenses. That's the only thing. I mean, Georgia Southern, we pointed this out the other day, is the best defense they face. The best defense they face, Georgia Southern's is 103rd in the country. That's the best one they faced.
Look, and I know this Joe Brady story is cool, and he might end up being the next Sean McVay. But we know what Lincoln Riley can do.
Whoa, you're going to make him a coach, not a player? No, Joe Brady. I'm sorry, I thought you said Joe Burrow. I thought you had Joe Burrow going straight into coaching.
And we can include Burrow in this, too. I've seen Oklahoma quarterbacks. I've seen Jalen Hurts do it at other spots, not with these numbers, but still a guy that wins a lot of games. I just know what I'm getting with Lincoln Riley. It is it's a track record.
I mean,
it's not a month and a half thing that we've seen, and this thing's really cool with what's going on with LSU. I know what I'm getting with Oklahoma.
Of all these units that I just pointed out, the three offenses, LSU, Oklahoma, Texas, and then the Florida defense, I don't know. I was going to say, is the Florida defense of those units the most tested?
Well, I was going to say this, Brown. We could
maybe the Texas offense?
By 4:30 or 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, we could be like, oh, we were so wrong. This Florida defense might be the best of all of them.
I
I mean, if they're able to go into the swamp and shut down an offense that's averaging 55 points per game.
Define shut down, though. I mean, give me like so. Give me the point total 31. For LSU. So 31. If LSU scores 31 or fewer, you'll say, God, that's Florida defense.
In what world do we live in? We call 31 for LSU. It down.
But do you guys agree with me? If they hold them to 31 or less, that is shutting that offense down.
I would go a little lower than you, Lance. I'd say 24 or less. I mean, I know the points they've put up. I get that. But I also look at the total defenses they faced. Again, on the FBS level, it's 126, 118, 114, and 103.
But Brown, I'm also factoring in a Trask fumble. That is a given.
Well, I'm just looking at offensive points, though. But again, a Trask fumble could put them on a short field. Yeah. I think I'd go 24, Jim. If LSU scores 24 or fewer, I'll say Florida's defense might be the best in the country.
I mean, I do understand that in this day and age, 24 and 27 is a average offensive day.
But on the road, I mean, look, your best scoring defense in the country is Wisconsin and Penn State's too, Iowa's three. We got some weird scoring defenses right now. The Big Ten looks like they're playing amazing defense. Your top four scoring defenses are in the Big Ten, Wisconsin, Penn State, Iowa, Ohio State.
Or they could be just playing horrible offense.
There's that possibility.
People used to say that about the SEC back in the day, too. Is your defense really that great, or do you have average offenses?
But the point I was going to make, Florida is fifth with 9.5 points a game. That's all they're giving up, and they've played some decent teams. I don't know what Auburn is going to be, but Auburn's offense coming into that game was clicking along pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I think Auburn is a B team.
Yeah.
I mean, they were playing like an A team before that, and I think Florida made them look like a D team, but I think Auburn more than likely, when it all shakes out, is going to be a B team. If I asked you right now, how close is the head coaching matchup between Orgeron and Dan Mullen?
Closer than I will say now, whoa. Closer than what I would used to say.
Save that for four downs. It's coming
up. Oh, you got that in four downs?
The four downs question, possibly.
Okay, because you know that and I don't necessarily like how Dan Mullen has carried himself this year. Yeah. But I think he's a heck of a coach.
Okay. All right, Rockstar, hit the song, man.
Three, pick three. It's time for the pick three. Three for you and three for me. That equals a pick three. Say goodbye to your family. It's time for the pick three. Only time that I'm happy is when it's time for pick three.
All right, the big plays will be what, Lance?
Alabama coming off a bye, minus 16.5. I know we always have a lot of Alabama flavor with a lot of Alabama fans out there, but I think even non-Alabama fans will be laying the 16.5. The Florida Gators are going to be a big play coming off the win against Auburn. People will look at this and they'll say 13.5 is too many points. A lot of Florida plays out there. Penn State, undefeated Penn State, heading to Iowa City, minus 3.5 will be a big play. I think Red River Shootout, people will play the underdog in Texas, and UAB, minus the 13.5, will continue to be a play here on our pick three.
All right, let's start with Eric in Albuquerque. Hello, Eric, how are you?
Hey, SMU let me down last week, but I'm trying to get back on track for the ABCs, Alabama, Boise State, and Central Michigan.
Okay.
Right. We talk a lot about Alabama, so we'll circle back to that game. But first, Boise State and Hawaii. I didn't mention that game, but in the Mountain West Conference, it's a big game, and Hawaii hasn't beaten Boise State since Colt Brennan was the quarterback.
Well, I mean, Hawaii, one of the reasons they're 1-19 against ranked opponents all time. You look at Cole McDonald, he is a guy that can put up some numbers, 17 touchdowns, which is fifth in the FBS, but he's got 9 picks, which is the second most in the FBS. Interesting thing here, you look at Boise State, as good as they've been as far as wins straight up on the blue carpet, 18-36 the last 5 years as a home favorite.
Let's go to Westy, next in Hueytown. Hello, Westy. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
All right, here we go. Navy.
All right.
Florida State and Florida.
You got it, buddy.
Okay, Florida State, LT. This team's been a hot mess. You're getting 26.5, though, as you play Clemson in a rivalry game. What do you think?
You know, Clemson has won 20 straight games. You look at Trevor Lawrence, 5 interceptions, only 4 of last year. Their defense, though, holding opponents to an 11.8 QBR. That's the lowest in the FBS. And Alex Hornibrook, look, he's been good thus far. He's bad to play he's due to play a bad game. He's a very inconsistent quarterback. This is the largest as a 27-point underdog the Noles have been in 40 years.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
40 years.
In 40 years, because the Giants, that's the biggest underdog they'd ever been last night. And now Florida State in the last 40 years.
I mean, it's not really – it's not shocking when you think about getting 27 points.
834-9450 is the Cajun Steamer Pick 3. 834-9450 if you want to jump in and play this morning.
And don't forget, you get all our lines online, jocksfm.com/pick3. Scoobs is next. Hello, Scoobs. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
I'm going to have to be a sucker because I can just remember that guy reading a book in the stands with his shirt off. Give me the Noles, man. Seminole win. Next, I guess I'm just going to have to jump right in. Give me the house that Carol, Bush, and Benjamin Franklin built. Give me USC Trojans.
Benjamin Franklin. That's all that.
And last but not least, you don't need the points. This is a straight up hook 'em 9+. Give me Texas. Have a good weekend,
boys. All right.
I don't see that one.
Maybe. You don't see them winning straight up, or
no,
don't see them covering.
They're so beat up, LT, when it comes to their running backs. I mean, it is Sam Ehlinger versus Oklahoma.
I mean, that's the only thing. And look, we've seen heroic performances and weird upsets in college football, especially in rivalry games. So Sam Ehlinger is good enough to have one of these epic games where they were able to pull off the upset. And you couple that with the fact that right now Tom Herman, his last 16 out as an underdog, he's 13-3 against the number.
All right, let's go next to Matt. He is with us on the Cajun Steamer Pick 3. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm great. How are y'all, guys?
Great. Thank you.
Give me Missouri.
All right.
Wake Forest.
Wake. All right.
And Oklahoma.
And Boomer Sooner.
There's some division on the show about Louisville and Wake Forest. Brown thinks Louisville is an upset alert this weekend.
Yeah, I put Wake Forest on upset alert. I think Louisville's got a shot in this one, Lance.
You and I have thought Wake Forest may be the second best team in the league all year
That's
long.
Normally when you get beat.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if Wake covers this number. I do think they're going to win the game, Brown. You look at Louisville, they haven't played great defense. They are running the football extremely well. Scott Satterfield, though, is a coach that can get you to the window. 16-5-1 against the number since late 2017.
He's coached him well, too. I think that guy's done a really good job this year, early on. Let's go to Mike in Hoover. He is next on the Cajun Steamer Pick 3. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, great, guys. Go for the ribs and brisket because the title win big down at College Station. Give me them. Give me Missouri. And when the sun sets in the western sky, LSU big and Baton Rouge. Go
all right. Thank you.
I, too, like LSU big in Baton Rouge. What about you, Lance?
I do, too, and one of the reasons this number is way too inflated, fellas, to me it should be more like 8, especially based on the fact of how Florida played last week. And LSU, you know, the Texas win, it was a nice win, but Texas isn't a great team, and this number is just too big. And when you look at right now, this is crazy. LSU's averaging right at 55 points per game. Florida's only allowed 57 total points the entire year.
So I'm going
to
give.
This number is so inflated. I think LSU finds a way to get there.
Wow. That'd be a statement. One more before our next break.
Let's go to Jeff in Anniston. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Morning, dear. Morning, honey.
Good night, John boy.
Let me get Maryland, Temple, and Tulsa.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Maryland, Temple, and Tulsa.
This Tulsa team made some news as they played last week. One of the powers close. Now you got Tulsa and Navy. This Navy team's been hard to get a handle on all year.
Yeah, you know, Navy was kind of, a strange year, only winning 3 games. They've really bounced back, and when you look at your service academies, Navy might be the best of the bunch.
Really?
They're 7-1 against the number their last 8 out.
Yeah,
I like Navy in this spot. I think Tulsa's getting a little overplayed just based on what they were able to do against SMU hanging so tight. But you got to wonder where Tulsa is mentally after blowing that 3-touchdown lead in the second half.
Navy beat Air Force last week,
yep.
And Army has looked shaky at times this year.
And they've got Western Kentucky, a game they could lose on the road this week.
7:29, that's the Cajun Steamer Pick 3 Part 1. We'll continue to do that in our next segment. Hang with us, or you can jump on the phones, 834-9450, and it's brought to you by Cajun Steamer.
Hey, it's really a cool location to watch Alabama, Texas A&M this weekend, LSU in Florida, not to mention drink specials, one of the longest happy hours out there from 11 a.m. all the way to 9 p.m., $9 Bud Light pitchers, plus happy hour food, drink specials all day long. Join us at the Cajun Steamer every Saturday this football season. 3 great locations, Hoover, Trustful, and Huntsville.
All right, Mailman is in Vestavia. Next on the Cajun Steamer Pick 3. What's up, Mailman?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Let me get Wake Forest,
Wisconsin, and Wyoming.
All right, buddy, all Thank the you. W's there.
Hey, Wisconsin's an interesting game, -10.5 against Michigan State. We've talked a lot this year about Michigan State's offense really being non-existent since Alabama beat them in the semifinals in Dallas a few years ago. This Wisconsin team really looks like a contender. It could be an interesting matchup against that Michigan State defense this week.
Yeah, Michigan State does have a defense that can keep him in the game. And you look going back last week, I did back him against Ohio State and ended up getting burned. But the first quarter, 16 plays for Ohio State, only 16 yards. Michigan State, 12 games under Mark D'Antonio against unbeaten top 10 teams. What do you think the record is straight up?
12 against unbeaten top 10 teams? Yep. I would say straight up he's 4-8.
4-8 was what I was going to say.
He's 6-6.
500.
I mean, he's won bad. Some of these big games.
Especially at Michigan State. I mean, it's not exactly a national power. 834-945-0, 800-239-9569 for the Cajun Steamer Pick 3. Hal in Pell City is next. Hi, Hal.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Awesome. You doing all right?
Yes, sir. It's an awesome Friday. All right. I'm going to try to get more than 2 out of 3 this time.
Good idea.
I'm going to go with Wake.
Okay.
Forest. Taking Tennessee in the points and Alabama and laying them.
All right, you got it, buddy.
Alabama and laying the points. I get the feeling you think this line in Vegas, and Todd Furman said it on the show, he thinks Texas A&M keeps this one close. How are you feeling about Alabama and A&M?
I mean, eye test tells you Alabama, especially coming off a bye, should just be able to roll. I mean, Saban 17-0 against former assistants, averaging over 41 points, only allowing 14 points, do the quick math. Over 26-point win margin right there. But you look at Texas A&M, under Jimbo Fisher, he's 13-5 against the number as the Aggies head coach. They will find a way to get under this number, I believe. I think it's a 14-point game.
Oh, wow. Southern Trojan is next. Hi, Southern Trojan. How are you?
What's going on, man? Yeah, you know, it's been too long. It's been way too long.
I know.
I had to call in and get my pick three, which I'm going to be calling a little bit more. I'm freed up now. Actually, my pick three, of course, I'm going to try to pick my Trojans to be an upset because that'll be a perfect way to do it.
I like it. Fight on.
I'm going to pick Bama to handle business like they always do. And I'm also going to pick LSU, man. LSU, the real deal.
All right, buddy. The real deal.
I like all three of those picks, especially USC at Notre Dame. Not just a cover. You think they win this thing outright.
I do, and I think I'm in the minority here. And a lot of this goes back. Clay Helton, his last 8 games is an underdog. He's 1-7 straight up. He's 1-7 against the number. He's only 2-7 his last 9 games away from the Coliseum. 10-22, last 32 against the spread on the board. Notre Dame's won 20 consecutive home games as a top 10 team. But Keaton Slovis coming back to this lineup with probably the third best group of wide receivers in college football. I think this will be an outstanding game. I think it goes to the wire.
Third best behind Alabama
and Clemson. Still, yeah.
USC better than LSU's receivers?
I think they are, yeah. Oh.
Carl is in Pinson. He is next. Carl, I'll point out Virginia Tech covered last week, Carl. You didn't play them.
Well, no.
Okay, go ahead.
They ain't done me no good. How you fella doing?
Good, thank you. Got him out of character.
I reckon I'm going to go with Oklahoma, Bammer. And I kind of liked what Lance was saying about Mark D'Antonio. So I'll go with Wisconsin.
All right.
Oklahoma and Texas. Up and down game we expect. We talked about Sam Ehlinger earlier. How do you think Jalen Hurts handles the day?
I think he's going to be fine. I mean, Hurts has played much bigger games than this, and I know a lot of people got upset, especially Texas fans, when he kind of downplayed this rivalry. But Jalen,
but he's played in a lot of big games, but he hasn't always played great in a lot of big games.
Well, yeah, but I don't think in big games he's played defense as bad as what he's going to see with this Texas team. You look under Lincoln Riley, they've scored 40-plus in 25 of his 33 career games as the Sooners head coach. I think they were flat last week against Kansas. You look at Rambo, you look at Lamb, you look at Sermon, the weapons he's got at his disposal, and he's just so comfortable right now.
Michael is next with us. Hey, Michael, how are you?
All right, guys. I'll take Maryland.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And Michigan.
You got them, buddy.
Well, that's 3 hard teams to back right there. Maryland, Georgia Tech, and Michigan.
Michigan not going to score a lot of points for you.
Yeah, I don't know if Michigan is difficult. I think they are getting better and better. Two straight covers, and now you're going against an Illini team where Lovie Smith's 11-21, his last 32 on the board. Your starting quarterback in Brandon Peters, by the way, a Michigan grad transfer. He's questionable right now.
But 22.5 points with that offense?
Yeah, but you know, Harbaugh, he thrives in situations like this. He can't necessarily win the big game, but 29-2 against unranked teams.
That offense is bad, though, man. I mean, at least it was last week. Horrible game to watch. Robbie, Indian Springs, you're on the Cajun Steamer Pick 3. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, buddy. First time picking.
All right.
I'm going to go with Boise, Whiskey, and USC.
All right, man. This is first time.
It's a man after your own heart.
Oh,
right,
Whiskey.
There, saying Whiskey there. Hank Bachmeyer, still one of the more impressive quarterbacks for Boise. I like him. Do you still put him, of all the freshman quarterbacks you've seen, is he at the top of the list? Is he close to it?
I think he probably is at the top of the list. He leads all freshmen with 298 passing yards per game. You know, it's hard to get a gauge because of what Bachmeyer plays week in and week out. But you go back to week one, you know, in the state of Florida, in that heat against that Florida State team that was really – they were roughing him up in the first half. And for him to be able to bounce back and put up the numbers he did en route to a win – Hank Bachmeyer is the real deal as a true freshman quarterback. And ultimately, Kellen Moore is great, but I mean, this could end up being the best quarterback in Boise State history.
Jeter is next in Birmingham. Hey, Jeter.
How's it going, guys?
Awesome. Thank you.
Happy football Friday.
Happy football, buddy.
Let's go with Texas A&M, Florida, and Oklahoma.
All right.
Okay, there's a Florida play there. Kyle Trask, I mean, you gotta ask the question, how healthy is he after that injury that you forced him to put a brace on, come back out of the locker room, played second half, but how is he now going into another game?
I think we've all been impressed, and based on circumstances, Kyle Trask, you would give him an A up until this point, starting with Kentucky and where he finished off against Auburn. Absolutely. He does have four fumbles, the most in the FBS. Some of that, a lot of that is to blame on that offensive line. I think this is when Kyle Trask, actually the backup quarterback, shows up in Tiger Stadium on a Saturday night. LSU's defense, to me, will be the difference in this game.
It'll be interesting to watch how quickly you go to Emory Jones if you're Dan Mullen, if it looks like Kyle Trask isn't having a great game because he's mobile and he looks really good throwing the football. I've been impressed with every time Dan Mullen rolls a backup quarterback out there.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to really – I mean, it flies out of his hand. I mean, just coming in and sometimes in circumstances when backup quarterbacks just thrown in the game, you see them play extremely well. I do think Dan Mullen already has packages prepared for Emory Jones in this game.
All right, three more rapid fire on the Cajun Steamer Pick 3. We'll start with Michael on a sale. Hey, Michael.
War Eagle, guys.
Hey.
I'd like to take Wisconsin, LSU, and Texas A&M.
You got them, man. George and Union Grove.
Ole Miss.
All right.
South Carolina and Tennessee.
All right. And finally, Hayden on a cell phone.
Yeah, I'm going to take Iowa, Florida, and let's go Oklahoma.
All right, buddy.
Hey, two of those quickly, LT. One, Iowa, sort of feels like that defense will give Penn State trouble in that game at Kinnick Stadium, and a lot of people play up the fact it's at Kinnick. What do you think?
Well, I got to point this out. I think weird things happen Saturday night in Kinnick, especially when they're underdogs. And, you know, I'm not a big James Franklin guy. Did you guys realize that James Franklin has never defeated a ranked team on the road at Penn State? He's 0-6, and he's lost by an average of over 24 points per game.
Gosh. Wow.
Bad in those situations.
Yeah, not even close.
Yeah.
I was going to win that game.
I think so, too.
Kinnick Stadium is one of those places.
Strange place, man.
That I wish, you know, if we ever get into a good series of home and homes, I wouldn't mind Alabama playing a home and home with Iowa, or an Auburn playing a home and home with Iowa.
I don't know if Iowa wants that, but I do want to point one more thing out. In the last eight home meetings in Iowa City against top tens, they're 4-4 straight up. They haven't lost any of those eight games by more than 3 points.
All right, let's get the people's picks. Rockstar, the Cajun Steamer Pick 3. Hit the music.
Time that I'm happy is when it's time for Pick 3.
And Lance is presented by our friends at Cajun Steamer.
Hey, get your pregame on every single Saturday and Sunday with brand new brunch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can grab $2 mimosas, $3 Bloody Mary, some homemade Cajun chicken and waffles, and check out the patios while you prepare yourself for a day full of football at the Cajun Steamer. Three great locations, Hoover, Trustful, and Huntsville.
All right, let's go to the people and see what they think. Kelsey is up next on the Cajun Steamer Pick 3. Who you got, Kelsey?
Going on, guys? How are y'all?
Great, man. You good?
Yeah, Separation Saturday, they call it.
All right. Well, let's see if anybody separates.
I'll take Ole Miss straight up. My son's in the Navy, so give me Navy. And, of course, Alabama.
All right. Ole Miss, Navy, and Alabama. Let's talk about this Ole Miss game, Lance. I mean, if they're going to get bowl eligible, they're going to have to start picking off a few wins. At Missouri, they're a double-digit favorite, but that's a winnable game.
I got an interesting fact that I think is going to surprise you.
Okay.
The only current team in the SEC that Ole Miss hasn't beaten is Missouri.
Well, that does make sense. That's interesting, though.
Yeah. Ole Miss, though, when you look at Plumlee now running the offense, they've rushed for 692 yards their last two games. That's their most over two games in the past 20 years. They are getting it done on the ground. If you don't get a 100% Kelly Bryant, this game could get interesting. But with Bryant at 100%, I don't think Ole Miss has any shot to keep up with
him. Amy is in Northport next. Hey, Amy.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I got a ball in the bucket last
Congrats, Amy. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to go with UAB, Wake Forest, and Memphis.
All right, UAB, Wake, and Memphis. For UAB, Lance, we talked to Bill Clark earlier this week at UTSA. They like to run the football. That seemed to worry him, but they're a healthy favorite.
Well, and I think UAB is becoming one of these teams that a lot of sharps out in Vegas start to really take a look at. Since 2017, they're 21-10-1 against the number. They've been very good. And you look at UTSA, only 5-12 their last 17 on the board against CUSA teams.
All right, let's go next to Will and Hoover on the Cajun Steamer Pick 3. Hey, Will.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Awesome, man. You good?
Doing good. Love the board. Probably means I'll go 1-3. But give me USC, give me Iowa, and give me Florida.
All right, so USC, Iowa, and Florida. You think Iowa wins.
I think he's
wins.
Got a couple of winners there.
Yeah, you like that. Because you think Iowa wins outright. They're catching 3.5 in our contest.
Yeah, I like Iowa a lot in this spot. And, you know, Penn State is a team that is undefeated. They've beaten Iowa 5 straight times. But, again, Iowa's passed 8 home meetings against top 10s. They're 4-4 straight up. They've only lost one of those games by 3 points. I think this Iowa defense special night in Iowa City, I think they upset Penn State. I think Sean Clifford turns the football over multiple times.
Cajun Steamer, Pick 3. Nikita and Forestdale is next. Hey, Nikita.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
Great, man. You good? All right.
Doing good. Kind of tough this morning. Let me go with Alabama.
Okay.
Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go with LSU.
Alabama, Oklahoma, LSU. We've talked a lot about those teams. You can pick any of them, Lance, because you think all of them are going to score some points.
I do, and you look at Oklahoma, and a lot of I'm really surprised going into today. I thought we would see a lot more Texas. And you look at
a lot of points.
This is the longest active FBS series played at the neutral site. Did you realize that, Brown? This is the 91st straight meeting played at Texas State Fair.
Huh. So the longest at any neutral site location. Yeah. 91st straight. It looks like the Cotton Bowl hasn't changed much in it.
No, I don't think
Can
it
you
has.
Tell I wasn't impressed when I visited the Cotton Bowl? It's kind of a dump.
Well, so did you actually go in it?
I did not. Just drove around it. Just looked like I was in a – It looked like you were in one of those movies where, like, somewhere for the 1940s has been abandoned, and you end up in there, you know, just looking around. And it hasn't changed since the 1940s.
Was there nothing in the parking lot?
No, it was just completely empty. Nobody was there. But the State Fair is still set up, but it's just, it looks old. Mitchell in Tuscaloosa. Hello, Mitchell.
My three winners, gentlemen, are Wake Forest, Oklahoma, and Alabama, Roll Tide.
We have gotten a lot of Wake.
And, yeah. You know, you were on this early as your upset alert. Again, I think Wake might be the second-best team in the ACC. They've covered 5 straight against Louisville. They're 5-0 for the first time since 2006. Jamie Newman is 8-1 as a starting quarterback, completing 70% of his passes. If Louisville is going to win, they're second in the ACC, 227 rushing yards per game. This is a Wake Forest team that gives up big plays defensively. So Louisville consistently running the football, not turning it over. That will be their best chance of staying in this game.
Billy is in Adamsville next. Hi, Billy.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Great, man. You all right?
Yeah, doing good. Let me get that Iowa, Florida State, and Michigan State and War Eagle.
All right, Iowa, Florida State, and Michigan State. You liked Michigan State going into last week's game. They got thumped. Do you like them again at Wisconsin this week?
I don't think I like them in this spot. We brought this up earlier. 6-6 against unbeaten top teams under Mark D'Antonio. But this is a Wisconsin defense that's only allowing 5.8 points per
crazy.
Game. Best in the FBS. And did you realize they've only, through five games, given up 3 first-half points this season?
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
3 first-half points through 5 games.
So teams are averaging almost a half a point per half in the first half against Wisconsin.
Robert in Greenville is next. Robert, welcome into the Cajun Steamer Pick 3.
Gentlemen, thank you. Okay, I'm going to take Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take Florida, and I'm going to take Penn State.
All right, Oklahoma, Florida, and Penn State. We know how you feel about Penn State. You think they're going to lose this game.
Well, if you didn't hear this earlier, I think it's a really interesting statistic. James Franklin has gone on the road 6 times as Penn State's head coach against ranked teams. He is 0-6, losing those games by an average of 24.2 points per game.
He's not just losing them. He's getting blown out on average, yeah. Let's do 3 more here on the Cajun Steamer Pick 3. Caleb in Carrollton is next. Hey, Caleb.
Hey, guys. Hope you all are good.
Yeah, man. You too.
Yeah, Mississippi State.
All right.
We'll do Mississippi State, Arkansas, and Texas. I'm sorry.
All right, you're good. Mississippi State, Arkansas, Texas is a big spot for Mississippi State, Lance. We talked about their bowl eligibility. If they lose this game, it becomes tricky.
And Mississippi State, 9-5, is a favorite against the number, as Moorhead is, as the Bulldogs head coach. On the other side, Jeremy Pruitt hasn't been good in these spots, 6-11 against the number of the Vol coach. This is such an important game for both teams, as you mentioned. Tennessee can actually kind of turn things around with a win here. I think Tennessee will play well for 60 minutes.
All right, let's go to Dre in Hoover. Hey, Dre.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm going all east. Let me get Florida, Tennessee, and Missouri.
All right. Florida, Tennessee, and Missouri. We talked about Ole Miss and Missouri. For Missouri, the big loss defensively, he's out for the season. But Kelly Bryant is obviously the more important situation. 90% is what we think he is right now.
Yeah, if Kelly Bryant is 90%, this is an offense that can score a lot of points. They've scored at least 30 points in 10 consecutive games. Kelly Bryant, 20-3 as a starting quarterback.
All right, TJ is in Huntsville. Hi, TJ.
What's going on, guys?
Not much. You good?
I'm doing all right. What's the number on Florida LSU? I missed that earlier.
Florida is a 13.5-point underdog at LSU, the way we're playing it.
Let's see. Let me get Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get Iowa and Alabama.
All right, Florida, Iowa, and Alabama. We've talked about a lot of these teams, Lance. For the Florida Gators, I guess this just comes down, do you believe more in LSU's offense, Florida's defense?
Well, the defense for this Florida Gator team, they've only allowed 4 touchdown passes all season. They lead the FBS with 12 interceptions right now. Each of the last 5 meetings between these two have been decided by 1 possession. Can Kyle Trask play mistake-free? If he can play mistake-free, Joe Burrow hasn't seen a defense with the speed of the Florida Gators. It could get interesting.
All right, that's the Cajun Steamer Pick 3. Great idea for football weekend.
Hey, look, if you're looking for catering options this weekend, let us suggest our friends at the Cajun Steamer. Pick up the phone, call this number, 844-TO-GO. Spell the Cajun way, 844-T-O-G-E-A-U-X. That's 844-864-3289. They've got everything available. Cajun wings, shrimp Diablo pasta, red beans and rice, jambalaya. You're going to absolutely love it. You can also email them. Go to catering@cajunsteamer.com.
Time for our last big thing. It's going to be our picks. We do that for you every single Friday here on the show. The last big thing, as always, presented by our friends at ERA King. They invest in every one of their agents, making sure they are always up to date on the latest trends, laws, negotiation tactics, and technology tools, freeing up agents to focus on providing more support staff to each agent than any other brokerage in the Southeast. Find your future at ERAKing.com. LT, I'll go first. Rockstar gave us Dunaway picks, which didn't make any sense whatsoever.
Syracuse, Colorado, Oregon.
Okay. You're going to be right about Colorado or Oregon.
Wait.
That's a tactic.
Okay, I know, and they play each other. Georgia, Lance, is at home against South Carolina. I don't think South Carolina is very good. I think Georgia is, and I think Georgia's on a mission right now. -24.5, not enough points there. The next two, I just don't think either one of these teams are good enough to give anybody points. Nevada, giving San Jose State 1.5 at home. I like San Jose State plus the 1.5.
And I've backed them the last couple of weeks. I don't
mind San Jose State?
Yeah, they scrap and play hard. This Nevada team is just
They're no good at all. And then Mississippi State is not good enough to give anybody points in conference on the road like this, I don't think, plus 7.5 at Tennessee.
Yeah, I agree.
But give me Tennessee plus the 7.5.
Okay, so I've talked USC up. I think USC is going to play extremely well. This is a really big game for Clay Helton. So I like USC plus the 10.5. I like Iowa turning Sean Clifford over multiple times and winning that game outright. I'm catching 3.5. And finally, Minnesota goes to 6-0, minus the 7.5 against Nebraska. They're not flashy. Nebraska might have to rely on a backup quarterback, and I just don't think it's a very good team right now.
Yeah, I don't think they are either. You know, I feel like we haven't given enough. Well, I shouldn't say we haven't given enough attention. It's Tennessee and Mississippi State, but I am kind of oddly fascinated by that game this weekend. You don't see those two helmets together a lot in the conference. You mentioned Ole Miss has never beaten Missouri.
Well, they never beat Missouri in conference. I think they beat conference, you know, 300 years ago.
But you just don't see those helmets together a lot for Tennessee and Mississippi State. So that's an early game. The early slate isn't terrific. SEC Network at 11 o'clock. I'll pay some attention to Tennessee.
You can only watch one game this weekend. Is it Florida LSU?
Yep. I like USC Notre Dame, but it'd be Florida LSU.
Yeah, I think for me it'd be USC Notre Dame because I think it'll be a better game.
All right, the getaway song is in the background, driven each day by our friends at Benchmark.
Benchmark, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Hey, look, if you're looking, you're in the market right now, the car buying market, you're going to be blown away with the customer service. Get out, incredible savings, unmatched service. Just tell Bo and the fine folks out there the Jack's Roundtable sent you. Just off of 459 at the Grants Mill Auto Mall and online at withyoudowntheroad.com.